coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And welcome to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Studios, located today at Lake Forest Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen, and now the star of the show, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, how are you doing on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning?
Let's just go play 18.
Man, let's do it right now.
Go play 18. It's a beautiful day. And we appreciate Brian Barker and all the folks at Lake Forest for hosting us here on the Eastern Shore Toyota Hyundai site, broadcast site. Boy, they're spreading their wings, aren't they? I can tell you, they are really spreading their wings. You know, Randy, we're right in the middle of playoff basketball, and I was talking to a buddy of mine up in Huntsville yesterday, and Huntsville right now seems to be the hotbed of competitive basketball. And I know Jimbo Talbert, the head basketball coach at Spanish Fort, took his team up there to play in a tournament, and he said, Coach, you know, you go to a tournament and you think at some point in time there's going to be kind of a warm-up game where you can – he said, Coach, we're playing the Boston Celtics, it seems like, in the very first game of the tournament. And so – I was noticing some of the playoff results yesterday, and as I talked to, it was Cole Kublik, who it was, and he said, you know, Huntsville and Sparkman, I think, could beat some junior college teams. And I thought a second, and I said, yeah, well, maybe they could, but I wonder what McGill could do. I mean, they got a big kid, Barry Dunning Jr., who's headed to Arkansas, and we all saw what happened at Arkansas the other night in the Bud Walton Arena. Auburn goes in there ranked number one in the country, and Arkansas sits them down. Did you see that?
I did not get to
see it. Okay, at the end of the game, they rushed the floor. And, you know, that was a huge win.
Sure.
And the students go crazy. So the SEC fined them $250,000 because the kids rushed the floor.
Wow.
Now that's not the first time.
Sure.
That's their third. That's their third penalty. So, but Tracy and I were talking, and is it worth it? Is it worth $250,000 to rush the floor after a game?
You know, Coach. I mean, I can see from a security standpoint,
yeah,
all of that. I get all that. $250,000, that's a little tough. It doesn't matter how much security you have. If those students are going to come across, there's just no way to stop all of them.
No.
I think that's a little abusive right there at $250,000.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. You talk about Huntsville. And in central Alabama, of course, down here in south Alabama, we've got some great talent,
yeah,
in basketball and all sports. Why is it, though, whenever you get to that north Alabama, that Huntsville area, that they just are dominant in basketball?
Because I think they play 12 months out of the year.
That could be.
I think that they, you know, their AAU program is tremendous, and they've got tremendous coaches there. I mean, tremendous, tremendous basketball coaches. That's not to take light of the basketball coaches that we have in any other part of Alabama, but it just seems like every one of the high schools there have a coach who's had a winning tradition, stepped into retirement maybe, and now he's back out. And then you talk about Jack Doss, who took the job at Grissom. They go 2-25 last year. They're like 26-5 this year. I mean, that's just it's just great coaching, and you know, they got great players. And their AAU program in North Alabama, I think, is a little bit more advanced for whatever reason. Take that any way you want to take it, but for whatever reason, their AAU program is a monster up there. So, it's, you know, there's been football coaches fired because they turned in basketball coaches for practicing year round. So, you know, it's pretty doggone competitive up there. But, yeah, I just wondered, I'd love to see Philip Murphy's McGill team play against some of these teams. Now that McGill has moved down into 6A, those 7A teams up from the Huntsville area, boy, that's going to be something. So Huntsville will advance, and they go to, they're going to play Vestavia Hills, but they're going to be playing at Jacksonville State University. On another note, I'll mention Jacksonville State. We'll just wander around a little bit here. You being a baseball guy,
mm-hmm,
probably one of the classiest, gentleman we ever had the privilege to umpire on a baseball diamond was Rudy Abbott at Jacksonville State University. Rudy just...
What year was he
at Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Well, he was there in the 70s and the 80s.
Right.
And on up into the 90s.
I had a couple of friends that played at Jacksonville State under him.
Yeah, he's something special, something really special. I was noticing on Twitter yesterday a guy named Tommy Limbaugh. That may be familiar. You folks at Fox Sports Central Alabama, of course, know who Tommy Limbaugh was. Childersburg product who went on to play baseball at the University of Alabama. And heck, he coached for Steve Sloan. He and Steve Sloan were big buddies. Coached at Ole Miss, coached at Alabama. Now he's a golf agent, guy that we need to get on here.
Absolutely.
On the radio gig. But his brother, Mally Limbaugh, played for Rudy Abbott at Jacksonville State. Mally was a heck of a catcher for a long, long time. As we were kids growing up, I wanted to be like Mally. I wanted to catch like him. But, you know, Rudy Abbott passing away is what was really sad to me. 81 years old, he lived a great life. But I just couldn't help but reminisce about some stories that, you know, umpires, you'll meet with coaches before the game, talk a little bit about ground rules and so on and so forth. Rudy always had a story. He always had something funny to talk about and to tell you something that happened in a game. And he and Chase Riddle, who was at Troy forever.
I remember.
Those two guys, they always had a story to tell, and a lot of times they were about each other. it was just good stuff. But that did want to mention that Jacksonville State's going to be hosting the regionals, and Huntsville's going to play Vestavia there at Jacksonville State. Kind of going all around the world about this, but but the loss of Rudy Abbott is a tough one for all of us in the baseball world. And I knew that you being a baseball guy yourself, that would be something that I need to mention this morning. But our prayers certainly go out to the family there. And just a wonderful, wonderful guy, and sure think a lot of him. Barry Dunning and Jr. and the McGill team, they beat Blount the other night, 64-48. They're 27-4. They're pretty stinking good, I'm gonna tell you right now. Well, they advance, and I think they'll play again Monday night in the sub regionals. Baker and Theodore both advanced in 7A. They play today, the finals. Baker plays Theodore today at Baker at 1 o'clock. We got another high school game today. Michael Knapp's UMS Wright Bulldogs in 4A go over and play Faith Academy at Faith today. So we got two really good boys games today. And let me tell you, if you're a basketball junkie like a lot of our buddies are, heck, you can go over and to Baker and watch Baker and Theodore at 1 o'clock and then slide over to Faith Academy at 4 and watch Michael Knapp's UMS Wright and boys play Faith. So that should be interesting.
It really should be. Coach, let me go ahead and set the table for the show today. Of course, coming up at 8:45, we'll be talking with Coach Terry Canova, talking girls basketball as we continue to talk some basketball. In the 9 o'clock hour, Jake Crane, host of the J-Boy Show podcast. We're going to talk some Auburn football and what's going on with that coaching staff. It looks like they're going to keep Coach Harson another year, it looks like. We'll talk with him about that. And then at the bottom of the hour, everybody's asking, where's the little man? Where's Coach Mark Lassiter? Well, at 9:30 this morning, the man I see eye to eye with, Coach Lassiter, who is on assignment today in Montgomery, he's going to be on with us, and we'll talk about what he's doing in Montgomery.
You know, I got tickled at Mark last night. We were talking to him, and they've hired a new headmaster at Bayside Academy, and all excited about that. He said, "You know what, Rick? Doggone it! Our new headmaster, who's the headmaster at Houston Academy, he's here and he's helping coach Houston Academy's wrestling team." He said that pumps me up. That fires me up, man.
You know, if you're a Bayside person, that's got to pump you up a little bit because now you've got someone that really is supportive of the sports program there at Bayside, and that's got to be good.
Yeah, it's got to be good. It's got to be good, and you know. Kudos to everybody that's been there and people that are leaving and retiring and going to do some things that they love to do. But it's also good to know that you got a guy that's going to come in And he's just going to pick up where others left off and really support that program. And we're excited about that. So, and Mark was really pumped about that. And so we'll talk to the little guy at 9:30, and I'm sure he'll have some words of wisdom for us. You know, a lot of people think the best team in Mobile in the other classifications is Cottage Hill. Adam Thomas has got a heck of a team out there. They and Mobile Christian advance in 3A, and you're going to hear a lot from Cottage Hill before this year's over. I promise you that.
No doubt about it. All right, let's take our first time out. When we come back, more PSR right here. Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
You know, Coach, I got to tell you, you just want to sit back and take some of that in right there. You got to love it, man. I mean, you know, you're throwing a little Steely Dan out there. You throw a little Boss Skaggs out there, and you know that's right in my groove, man. Well, right in my groove.
That floats your boat like it does ours. I can tell you, that's good stuff.
There is no doubt. Welcome back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter on assignment. He'll be checking in with us at the bottom of the next hour. But, you know, we want to welcome all our friends on board listening to us on great radio stations in Central Alabama. Coach, you mentioned them just a few moments ago. It's Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville. We're coming in loud and clear in Auburn and beautiful, beautiful Lake Martin, Sylacauga, that whole Central Alabama area. Glad to have you on board with us. And along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, you've got us tuned into FM Talk 106.5. You can always keep us with you by getting the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's simple. It's free. Only takes seconds to upload. Or you can install the iHeartRadio app and search Radio Alabama. Thank all of you. We appreciate you taking time to be with us on a beautiful Saturday morning as we are broadcasting live today from Lake Forest Country Golf Club right here in Daphne. Coach, we're getting set for a little tournament a little later on today, and kind of excited about it is the GCGA Tour 2022 kickoff, and it's Birdies by the Bay, two-man, two-day, two-course event, and it should be a ton of fun as we'll crank it up at about 12:30 today.
Yeah, and today we're going to play Lake Forest, and then tomorrow we'll go over to Quail Creek and do one. Hey, want to mention our guys at Quail Creek,
absolutely.
Bobby Hall, and the great job that they do out there. They got the bullpen going this morning, and hope everything's going smooth there, and we look forward to being there tomorrow. But we're really super excited about being here at Lake Forest with Brian Barker and his entire team. Do want to mention this cat here because he's a buddy of ours and a guy that will do anything in the world for you. Local attorney Braxton Counts is a lobbyist in both Montgomery, Alabama, and Washington, D.C. Travels a lot of miles, Randy. He's back and forth between both those locations, and he's joined forces with former Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan. And those two guys can assist you with any governmental affair problems that you have. You know, both of these gentlemen have great influence in both Montgomery and Washington, and many of you rely on either the state or the federal government for their business and the business that you have. And a lot of times you have to do business one way or the other with the government. And Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people to assist you. It's all about relationships, and both Braxton and Jimmy have those connections to assist you. Give Braxton Counts a call at 256-476-9900. Now, also this guy that you hear that's the host of PSR on the PSR Radio Network, you can catch Randy Bergen tomorrow from 11 to 12 on the Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I have a hard time learning the rules. I do. I mean, I have to have somebody tell me because there's so many rules in golf. And, you know, I kind of sometimes want to take that edge of that club and move it on some a higher ground. But you can't do that. And people remind
Coach,
me
we've noticed
time.
That.
So I got to get a good lie. So, and Randy talks about that all the time on this radio show, and you can hear him all the way from Biloxi, Gulfport, almost to New Orleans, all the way down into the Panhandle of Florida, Sylacauga, Prattville, Montgomery, Auburn. You don't want to miss this golf show, folks. I'm telling you, it's the best of the best. And you know, when you talk about golf, Randy Bergen is the guy that can give you all the ins and outs, the ups and downs, sometimes the yips.
Oh, my gosh. That's exactly what I needed to hear this morning. Thank you.
But you want to catch that show tomorrow between 11 and 12. I love listening to it when I get a chance, and it's a great show, Randy. We're glad to be a part of it.
Well, listen, I appreciate that. And we'll be out at Quail Creek tomorrow. Bobby Hall will be sitting in with us, and we'll be getting some of those rules. I'm going to ask Bobby for three of those. What are the three most important rules that Rick needs to know today? And we're going to have those. But let me just mention real quick, and we'll get back into some basketball here. But we always have one of our good friends on as well, David Musial. He's the general manager down at Glen Lakes, and he has a Golf for Dummies. Coach, I got to tell you, for folks who have never heard that, he always has a theme song that coincides with the tip, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And it is fabulous. He has done some really, really neat Golf for Dummies. So be sure and check us out tomorrow, 11 o'clock, 11 to 12, right here on the same station. So we'll be looking forward to having Bobby on with
us. One of our favorite people, I'm just telling you, and a huge Georgia fan. Am I not right?
David Musial is a big Georgia fan. Yeah,
alive,
he is.
And he is just he just brings a special thing every time I get the chance to sit down and talk to David. Heck, he sells me putters. He says, Coach, try a new one. Give me 100 and you get this will fix your game. No, that hadn't worked yet. But great, great guy. And we love playing his course. I can tell you that. If you haven't played that course, that's a fun course.
Yeah, it is.
They've really done a great job with it. You know, last week, Ben Thomas covers high school sports from one end of this state to the other.
And does a great job.
A phenomenal job. And, you know, he's on with our buddy Pigskin Pete. They have a little prep show on another station on Mondays, and just does a great job when he guests on there. And he had an article a couple of weeks ago about a young man by the name of Bryant Simmons, or really about the son, Bridges Simmons, but his dad was Bryant. And Bryant passed away a couple of years ago on a work assignment. And I think like August 16th, 2019, that kind of resonates with me. I remember that. But Bryant's goal for Bridges his whole life was to help him be the very best he could be to see how far he could go in basketball. Well, Bridges Simmons came to UMS in the eighth grade, and he's been the point guard there now for the last couple of years. And, boy, he is a phenomenal young man, loves the game of basketball. But it's a very heartwarming story to read what Ben wrote about the relationship between father and son. And I know we got a lot of those relationships in a lot of different sports. I know there's a lot of father-son relationships in golf. There's a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
But this one was really something that I had the pleasure of watching those two as they matriculated through the basketball scenario that they went everywhere together. And I just wanted to tell Ben, professionally, how much I enjoyed that article. And if you hadn't read it, you need to go back to the archives of AL.com and read Ben Thomas' story on Bridges Simmons and his dad, Bryant. Just a wonderful, wonderful story. And Bryant would take him to these amazing venues, took him to see the Boston Celtics play when he was a little bitty boy.
Awesome.
Went to every Alabama basketball camp. He was always there and just encouraging him and working hard. I got tickled. One of his best buddies is associate pastor over at Jubilee Baptist Church, Joe Stringer. And, heck, I taught Joe Stringer years ago, so I love him. And then I taught Joe's son. But Joe was one of Bryant's very best friends. And some of the stories that he shared in that article were just, they were touching. And, you know, I'm kind of sappy as it is anyway. And that was a great story, and Ben, we certainly enjoyed that, and well, we need more stuff like that. We sure do need more stuff like that. Steve Mask, his son, just resigned his job as the head football coach up at Colbert County High School, and now he's moving over to Florence to be the offensive coordinator for his buddy Kenny Morrison, who's taking the job there. Throwing a little bit of football in here because Steve Mask, who recently took the Pell City job, had a chance to be up there in Pell City this past week on a tennis trip. Didn't get a chance to see Steve, but we talked on the phone. And mighty proud of his son. Mighty proud of that. He's, of course, people wonder, why would you leave a head coaching job to go back home. Florence is his home, so he's going back home and going to be the OC for his good friend Kenny Morrison.
You know, Coach, I can remember watching Coach Mask after he won that state that state championship. He is quite the character. No question about it. Pell City's lucky to have him.
They are lucky to have him, Randy, and I know that they'll do well. They'll do well. As we were talking a little bit about basketball, some things that I had written down here. You might remember some of the somebody asked me who had the most state championships in Alabama. It's a little bitty
school. Football or basketball?
In basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going all over the place today. But it's a little team called RC Hatch. Got 10 state championships.
Wow.
St. Jude out of Montgomery, mm-hmm. which is no longer there, I don't think. I think they've closed or merged. They have 8. Butler High School of Huntsville, that's Jack Dawes. They won 6. So nobody really down in the southern part of Alabama is in that hunt. So that's kind of amazing to me.
Hey, Coach, let's take a quick timeout. All right. When we come back, let's talk a little more basketball, talk a little more football. We got a lot to get into.
Yeah.
All right. So hours going by fast. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more PSR right here on the PSR Radio Network. Do not touch that dial.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly, this crazy world made more sense to me.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, broadcasting live today from Lake Forest Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama. You know, Coach, we've got a lot to get into, but let's do this. You heard that just a few moments ago. Let's open up the phone lines at 251-343-0106. Like our buddy Tim Brando used to say, we're not caller-driven, but we're certainly caller-friendly. So if you want to jump in, you got a question or a comment, you can certainly do that at 251-343-0106. Coach, in that little stop break right there, we heard a guy by the name of, well, we'll call him The Voice, Matt Brandt with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Now, you know, Matt is our golfing buddy, and I'm going to get to play with him as we generally do today and tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you have not been to Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, it's right there on 98, just off I-10, south of I-10. I think it's a driver, maybe a wedge.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You've got to go there. They have done something on that back deck that no one else has. They've got the new screen that goes up and down, keeps it nice and cool in there if it's hot outside. They have the heaters in there now that keeps it nice and warm if it's cold outside. It is absolutely fabulous. The food, fantastic. Be sure and check out our friends over at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. You go see Matt. Tell him that we sent you. I promise you, he is going to take very good care of you.
Boy, I'm telling you right now, first time I ever had an alligator over there.
Oh, my goodness.
That floated my boat real quick.
Okay, hang on. You got to throw this out there. All right, you got to check out the voodoo pasta with blackened alligator tail.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something real quick, okay? Yeah. They don't do alligator like everybody else does. Most alligator, when you eat it, it's kind of got that little rubbery taste to it.
Yeah.
This is like filet mignon.
Man,
and it's a special way they do it that no one else does. You have to check it out.
Well, you know, I get my feels. When I go there, I get plenty to eat. And when I want seafood now, if I want Cajun food, I'm going, there's no doubt where I'm going. I'm going to Boudreaux's. And when I want seafood, I'm going out there on that 181-64 thing to see my buddies at Cravers. You can't beat that.
And they got one over Mobile, right?
Oh, in Mobile, yeah. Right there off of Schillinger's. I'm telling you right now, people want fresh seafood. Heck, it was on the boat the day before. I'm just man, we're so blessed to have some great restaurants that are part of our PSR team. And, boy, you talking about Boudreaux's, they've just knocked it out of the park. And my buddies out there, our buddies out there at Cravers, Lily and those guys just do an amazing job. And we're so thankful that they're on our team. I'm just telling you, there's some good vittles, as they used to say.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Hillbillies, that's for sure.
No doubt about it.
I got a couple of texts there. A guy from Huntsville listening in said, thank you for mentioning Huntsville basketball. We don't ever get any recognition up this way. So you guys down in the bottom of the state are recognizing us, and we sure do appreciate it. Well, that's what we do here. And, you know, you folks in Sylacauga, you need to get up on the roof and just beat your chest a little bit for one of your favorite sons. Doug Goodwin, graduate of Sylacauga High School, who's had a tremendous high school coaching career all around the state of Alabama, joined the staff at Auburn as high school relations director, and then went over to Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin, did the same job. Well, for the last couple of years, he's been helping his son up at Chelsea coach high school football. Well, now Doug is taking on a new job. He's going to Jackson Prep Academy, one of the premier prep schools in Mississippi, going to be the head football coach there. Now, another thing about that is another one of our good buddies, a boy named Jimmy Messer, great guy, yeah. Love me some Jimmy Messer,
yeah.
Was at St. Paul's for years and years as a head basketball coach. He's leaving Brookside over in Columbus, Georgia, and going to Jackson Prep to be the associate head of school.
Wow.
So, boy, you're talking about a great team. Jimmy Messer and Doug Goodwin together at Jackson Prep over in Mississippi. Boy, that you folks in Jackson, Mississippi, you're in for a treat because you've got two class gentlemen that are going to be part of your athletic program. And Jimmy's going to be an integral part of that academic because he's going to be the associate head of school. So that's a pretty strong job and lots of things to do there.
Coach, how important, though? I mean, you've been in schools for many, many years, coaching, teaching, and all that. How important is it and how lucky is a school to have a combo like they're about to have? Because you see a lot of times where it seems like there's a little conflict maybe, but, boy, whenever you can get two winners like that, man, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
There's no doubt about it. And you get Doug Goodwin, who's going to do everything in the world to make that football program the best in the state of Mississippi. And then you get Jimmy Messer, who, I'm telling you, one of the premier basketball coaches that I've been around. And I've been around some good ones now. If you've been in the city of Birmingham, been around Cap Brown and those guys up there, you've been around some good ones, Chuck Miller at Talladega, and now Terry Canova over at UMS Wright, and Michael Knapp, and those just some tremendous basketball coaches. And we've got the guys over, the brothers over at Williamson, our Daphne Dion and his brother that coach at Williamson. Just some great basketball coaches. But I can promise you this, Jimmy Messer will do an outstanding job at Jackson Prep, and hiring Doug Goodwin, that's a slam dunk. There's no doubt about it. I want to get, you know, we mentioned Brett Mask a minute ago leaving Colbert County. Got a text and said, Coach, can you go over the coaching changes in the state of Alabama? And I'll run through some that maybe some of you are familiar with, maybe some of you aren't. Up in the Birmingham area, Banks High School, we got a caller.
We do.
Yeah, okay. Let's
why don't we do that before you get into it? All right,
let's
go to our phone lines right now. Kevin is on the line with us. Kevin, how you doing? And good morning to you.
Good morning, coaches. How y'all doing? Everything's going well and lovely. Just wanted to reach out to my Davidson Boyers there, the girls basketball team, Coach Charlie Shipp, and he's done a great, outstanding job with those young ladies this year. And we just want to wish them the best there going into state, and hope they have a great, great tournament and bring a blue map home. We sure hope for Davidson have a safe and great rest of the season.
Kevin, thank you so much for that. I'm sitting here looking right here, Davidson, Charlie Shipp. Probably one of the best high school basketball seasons in years and years here in Mobile. Then they don't back away from any competition. Charlie will play anybody, anywhere, anytime. And those young ladies have had a tremendous year.
If they've got an empty spot, he'll jump over into Florida, Georgia, wherever it is. He'll say, let's go play right there. He is a great, great mentor and coach. And, yeah, unfortunately, as we know, a lot of with the girls' athletics, they don't get the props that the guys do, unfortunately. But
right.
He is a fantastic guy, and Davidson is so lucky, and Mobile County is so lucky to have Coach Shipp out there because he's a fine individual.
And he's a dadgum good football umpire. Did you know that?
He'll call them fair right there. So sometimes they'll holler at him right there, but he's a fair guy for sure. But But we wish all the girls and Coach Shipp the best right there in the tournament. And like I say, hopefully they'll be able to bring a blue map home too.
Kevin, thank you for the phone call. Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks. And that's right on. Boy, Charlie Shipp does just an amazing job there and has had a great season. Those of you in the Birmingham area know that Banks High School was what an amazing school of tradition there on the east side of Birmingham. And, of course, they closed Banks. But Shorty White was the head football coach there for many, many years. And his son, Riley White, they opened up Banks Academy. And Banks Academy now, Riley has stepped aside. Jermaine Watson has taken that job. And I know all of you Banks High alumni, I'm kind of on a thread with you folks that talk all about Banks and all the tradition that they had. Now they're just trying to parlay that into Banks Academy. And so Jermaine Watson will be the new head football coach there. Over at Blount, here in Mobile, Derek Sumter has stepped aside. Really, he was the interim coach there. And Mr. Woods, the principal over at Blount, is taking a big chance. He's hiring a 34-year-old young man who, an alumnus of Blount, has been a middle school coach here in Mobile, has done a great job in middle school. Josh Harris has taken that job. As you move on down, we said Brett Mask had left Colbert County, now going to join Kenny Morrison at Florence High School, going to be the OC there. Up in the Anniston area, Donahoe, Mark Sanders stepped aside. Jeremy Satcher is going to be the new head coach there. Down in Dothan, where Dothan and Northview have merged, mm-hmm. Now Smitty Grider stepped away, and they hired the Enterprise defensive coordinator, Jed Kennedy, who you heard right here on PSR a couple of weeks ago. He will be the head coach there at Dothan High School. Let me tell you, if they get that thing going, there are so many quality athletes in the Circle City of Dothan, Randy. And you still hadn't been to the Ponderosa to eat there, and I'm still holding
that. I know exactly where it is.
Okay. But
right there on the hill.
Yeah, that's going to be one heck of a program if they can ever get it start rolling the way Smitty wanted it rolling. And, heck, now Smitty's retired and going into the investment business. We need to borrow the money. We'll call Smitty.
Give me that number as soon as you can.
But good luck to Jed Kennedy. Jed's a northern guy, had found heaven, he said. He found a great place here in southwest Alabama, really southeast Alabama in Dothan. So Jed Kennedy, the new coach at Dothan High School. Enterprise, boy, you talking about a school rich in tradition. Our buddy Rick Darlington had won state championships at Valdosta in Florida, in Georgia, had won state championships at Apopka in Florida. Came to, well, you talked about a heck of a school. We played them at Northview, and I promise Harry Wayne said, how quick can we get that bus going? Boy, they were good. But Rick is resigned at Enterprise, going down to Delray Beach in Florida, going back home.
Wow.
And Ben Blackman has left here and going to Enterprise. So happy for Ben and Misty. That's going to be a great.
That is a great. That is a great setup they have there too.
It is.
Enterprise.
When the tornado came through, they rebuilt the whole school. They got a complex there, the second to none. Kind of reminds me of Thompson. They did what Thompson did. Thompson copied those rascals. I'm convinced that Thompson said, "Heck, let's look at Enterprise and let's build what they built," and they have probably gone one step better. But, that's two really good jobs. Heck, we got all kind of stuff we can talk about. But when we come back, what time is it?
When we come back, we're going to visit with Coach Terry Cadot. We'll talk some girls basketball. We're going to do that.
That'll be fun.
And, boy, I tell you, this hour's going by. I want to thank you for hanging out with us right here on PSR. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back right after these messages. Randy Burry and Coach Rick Cleveland, this is the Prep Sports Report.
Put your putter down, Randy. You can't make that
Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
There you go again, a little Boss Gags to bring us back in. And welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland. Go, Boss. Man, you just got to listen to that, man. That's some good stuff.
Everybody just got to be silent for about 10 seconds.
Damn, oh, God. My goodness. We are broadcasting live today from Lake Forest Golf Club as we're getting set for the GCGA tournament coming up here in just a little bit. But, you know, it's time to go to our Pops Midtown communication lines and welcome in Coach Terry Canova. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Hey, Randy. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Coach. You making radio headlines this morning. I'm just telling you, you've been up early. You usually are up before the chickens roost in the morning, or wake up in the morning and getting kids to school every morning. But boy, last night you certainly celebrated a huge area championship victory over the St. Paul Saints. And you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but Terry's got a lot of sentiment in him. I mean, he's a sentimental guy, and of course, when it comes to the Saints, and but now he's coaching against one of his girls, one of the girls that he recruited, one of the girls that he brought into South Alabama, and now as a high school coach, how tough is that for you, Terry? You get a big win, 56-38, win the area crown, and you look down on the other end down there, and there's one of your own. There's one of your own coaching that team.
Yeah, it's different, Rick. We talk not daily, but often. And I told her a couple days ago. I said, you know, I'm glad that next year, you know, we won't be in the same area. And you know, she made a good point. She goes, the rivalry is great. And I agree. The rivalry is great, but I don't like being in a situation. And last night, you know, no one was eliminated last night.
Right.
But there's a chance that we can play them in the regional finals in Montgomery. And I don't like the idea of ending her season, you know, or her ending my season for that matter.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's like when you're in the backyard, man, growing up, playing with your brothers and sisters. And, I mean, she's a competitor, and you know I am. And we're going to compete, and we want to beat each other. But at the same time, I love that kid. And I respect how good of a coach she is and what she has done for that program there at St. Paul's. And so it is a bit tricky. It is a bit tricky. You know, we want to win every night, and it doesn't matter who we play it. But yeah, it's just hard to explain when you're playing, like you said, playing one of your kids, man, and that's her livelihood, just like mine, and our jobs is a result based business, you know, so it's tough, but she'll bounce back. I mean, she's a great coach. She's got a good team. And they'll bounce back here real soon.
We're visiting Coach Terry Canova right here on our Pops Midtown Communication Lines. Coach, let me ask you this real quick. Is this the first mentor-student duo that you've had, with maybe a coach now that you had brought in? Is this your first time doing that? And how do you put that whenever you think about someone like maybe, and I don't know if you can put it on the same level, but maybe like a Coach Saban who has to do that quite often in the SEC?
Well, the fact that you even mentioned me in the same sentence as Nick Saban, I've got another one. Kimyata Perry over at she's at Daphne now. Kimyata is one of my kids as well. She also is a kid I recruited and played at South Alabama, and she coached with me for a minute at UMS, and then she had to get out and get into the real world. She was starting a family, but then she just got back into coaching a couple years ago, and so Kimyata, we actually last year she beat me twice. This year I got her back, and so So I guess if we keep in track, let's see, Amanda 2-1, and then Kimyata once I'm 3-1 against my kids.
You know, and Kimyata's setting the woods on fire in Daphne. I mean, absolutely love her here. And her husband is helping the new basketball coach at Daphne, Reed Hotard. Kenyatta's husband is right there, right in the middle of things at Daphne High School, volunteering for the boys, Terry. So that's a family thing for Kenyatta.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a beautiful family, and had a chance to finally meet him a couple weeks back. I was over there scouting, and had a chance to meet him, and seemed like a real good guy. And I hear he's a legend at University of Mobile, I believe. Was a great basketball player over there.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, he's pretty good sized guy that looks like he can handle the paint fairly well. let's talk a little bit about what happened last night. I mean, you know, you had two wins to win the area, and St. Paul's being the latter one, but y'all had an all-tournament team too. And Bailey Washington really, you know, Terry, when she came into our program, it took her a while to get adjusted, but boy alive, has she really shined in this area tournament with KB Green and you look at Dorsey Parker and Campbell Johnson and Elizabeth Metter. Boy, what a tournament those kids have had.
Yeah, they really had, and I don't mind saying this on the air because I've told this many, many times, but to Bailey herself, but Bailey, when we got Bailey, she was a little bit lazy. Bailey was a little bit lazy, and she didn't want to defend nobody. And I told her, I said, Bailey, you've got a lot of ability, you've got a lot of skill, and I said, but you will never get on the basketball court until you decide that you're going to want to guard, because that's just a thing that you just got to decide to do. And this was when she was, I guess, a freshman. And I'm telling you guys, that kid has bought in. And we saw the light bulb come on, I guess it was the middle of last year when she was a sophomore. And I told my wife, I said, hey, watch this one. Watch it. And, man, you're right, Rick. She has been tremendous. Against Satsuma, she led all scores. She had 17 points. She's really not – considered a scorer,
yeah.
She has so many weapons around her. She's a really good distributor of the ball and runs our offense. But she had 17, and then last night her stat line, she had 9 points, she had 10 assists, and she had 7 steals. And just and will defend. She didn't get a whole lot of breaks last night either, and just she got area tournament MVP award and. Man, just so proud of her and the rest of our kids. Man, I you know, Rick. I mean, you at UMS, and we're so blessed to coach the kind of kids that we deal with. You know, there's very few outside distractions. These kids come to practice and they go to work and give you everything they got. And so I'm just really blessed and proud of my whole crew.
Coach, we got to get out of here. But congratulations, you play Monday or Tuesday. And we'll update that on our website. But congratulations. And I know you're excited. Dennis Allen's now the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for what you guys do, man. Let's
have a great day.
All right. There you go. Coach Terry Canova. All right. First hour coming on. Second hour coming up. You will not want to miss it. We got a lot to get into. Stay tuned.
Didn't we all think we'd be commuting in flying cars by now? Actually, we weren't that far off in our predictions for the future. The future is here, and it's the electric vehicle. Your neighbors are already driving them. They are saving all that money you spend on gas and maintenance. Watch them wave as they drive past you at the gas station. They don't have to get oil changes. As a matter of fact, there's very little maintenance. If you don't count changing the wiper blades occasionally. Seriously, that's it. Wiper blades and tire rotations. And electric vehicles are fun to drive. It's a smooth, quiet ride. Your music sounds a lot better when you can actually hear it on the highway. Have I piqued your curiosity? You can learn more about how you can save money and have fun driving an electric vehicle at driveelectricalabama.com. In case you missed it, driveelectricalabama.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Clean Fuels Coalition, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
At Alpha Insurance, we know you have choices when it comes to protecting your car's home and family. That's why we go the extra mile to save you money and provide extraordinary service. At Alpha, being the best means caring for our customers and making sure you're protected. Call Alpha today. In Mobile, call Alpha Agent Earl McKinnell at 343-7100 or stop by our office at 3725 Airport Boulevard in Mobile.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lessiter.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report on the PSR Radio Network, presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Studios located today at Lake Forest Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen. Right here with me, right sitting beside me, the big man himself, Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, that first hour come and gone. Man, it was a great first hour. This hour right here is going to be fantastic as we go straight to our Pops Midtown communication lines and welcome in Jake Crane, host of the J-Boy Show podcast. Jake, how you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great, guys. Hey, y'all having me, y'all.
Sounds like we're having just a little bit of an issue with your phone, Jake.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
There we go. No, I appreciate you guys having me on, and a lot to talk about the sports world here lately.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Jake, and it's good to connect with you again. Of course, you're a guy that we love, first of all, personally, and your daddy was so dear and near to us here, and having spent some time with you, too, we feel the same way about you. But this stuff is going on at Auburn and finally came to a head yesterday when President Jay Gogue came out and made the announcement that Coach Harsin would remain as the head football coach at Auburn University. Kind of go through that, Jake, and give us your outlook on it. I know, and we're going to talk about the podcast because I want people to be able to go back and listen to yesterday's show for them to hear your thoughts, all of your thoughts on this Harsin situation. But let's kind of break it down, and I don't know how we can put the pieces of this puzzle back together to give this guy a chance to be a winner at Auburn.
Yeah, well, Coach, I appreciate that, man. You know how I feel about you and how my dad felt about you. But my thing is this. You know, a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes that people don't see. It happens all the time, you know, whether it's in college football, which is a big business, whether it's in sales, you know, whatever. But the thing that continues to surprise me about Auburn is just, you know, it's like Edward Norton from Fight Club. Like, you find out at the end, you just beat the hell out of yourself for no reason. I know we're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, but when you look at the whole situation, you know, you let it play out in the public light. I mean, you basically put it in the gladiator arena. And, you know, to me, and look, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, if you're on the keep Brian Harsin, you think he's going to be fantastic, or if you're on the get rid of Brian Harsin because you don't think he can do it, the way that this was handled, not only behind closed doors but in the public eye, it's a no-win situation for Auburn. And, you know, now that he's coming back, how do you ever repair that relationship? You know, you're on one side, Auburn played their hand. The people in the positions of power have played their hand. Brian Harsin knows where he really stands in their eyes. They tried to find something to get rid of him for cause. When they couldn't find it, they tried to invent something to get rid of him for cause. But whoever handles the communication or the PR or the optics for Auburn on the football side, because on the basketball side, they're unbelievable at it. Bruce Pearl's one of the best in the world, and his team just looked on ESPN today here in about 55 minutes. But whoever handles that could not have done a worse job. So you did all this, you drug Auburn's name through the mud, not only on the local and regional, you know, sports landscape, but on the national landscape, all to come to a point to say, you know what, we didn't find anything, man, we really love you. So two things are going to happen, in my opinion. One, Brian Harsin doesn't do a good job, they fire him, and it's done. Or two, Brian Harsin's going to do a good job, especially if he does a really good job, and then he's going to leave to go somewhere else and get the last laugh, regardless of what anybody says. So you literally just threw any leverage that you had if it goes really good away. I don't know another way to put it. It's masochism at its finest.
You know, when you look at the situation and how we really started to hear things were going sideways was when you see a defensive coordinator who is so well respected on that side of the ball take a job for a $400,000 pay cut, and go make a lateral move to Oklahoma State. We see him leave, after Mike Bobo was fired. Then after Mike Bobo was fired, you hire a professional OC to come in, and he stays less than a week. That has to turn the stomach upside down of Auburn fans. And I know you and I are Auburn fans. You've diversified a whole lot, but my heart's still with Auburn and will always be. But dead gummit, I don't understand. First of all, I didn't understand the firing of Cornelius Williams early in the season, four games into the season, and then bringing his old offensive coordinator in to coach that position, and then not hiring him, his offensive coordinator at Boise, as his offensive coordinator at Auburn. None of it makes sense to me, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we're all fans of somebody. Here's where Brian Harsin, there's a couple things that he, in my opinion, has to really figure out. Number one, and I'll start with the coordinators. You can't go 6-6 and 6-7 and look the way that Auburn looked at the end of the year. And I know there, you know, Bo Nix got hurt. Well, a lot of people got hurt. Okay, so you know, there's no excuses. You can't go 6-7, lose to Houston in the you know, eHarmony.com Bowl in, you know, Birmingham, whatever the hell it was, and then have all this chaos and instability during the offseason. You can't. There's a reason that the power people thought they could get him out outside of college.
Right.
They saw an opportunity. Well, the opportunity is, you know, there's chaos. You have a bunch of players leaving, and in the transfer portal era, you know, I know you got to trim that a little bit. That's fine with me. A lot more fine with me than it is with other people. I mean, Alabama's lost 17 players, but it's a totally different situation.
Yeah.
But the chaos and instability, because right now in college football, it's an unstable environment. With NIL that they're still building guardrails for, transfer portal they're still building guardrails for, they're building a parachute on the way down. But look at the programs around Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, A&M, that are having success, even Tennessee, Kentucky. What do all those programs have in common? Stability. Brian Harsin has mixed losing with instability and chaos. Those two things are the you know, fentanyl of a coaching career. That's exactly what they are.
Yep.
Another thing, he's got to start doing the little stuff in recruiting. You got to go to Bo Jackson's golf tournament. You got to go to the Georgia High School award show. You got to stop thinking you're better than what you are right now, because you're in a different junk. This isn't Boise State. This isn't Arkansas State. And no disrespect to them, but you're not the biggest lion walking around this jungle. And I think he's got to really start to understand how this thing needs to go and how to do the little, because I'm sure he's preaching to his players, you know, you got to do the little things. You got to do the little things. Well, Brian's got to start doing the little things in recruiting, or he's not going to get any player worth his salt up front. He's getting recruited to the tilt by Bama and Georgia and these top-level schools. Where's the game won and lost? It's won and lost up front. I don't care if it's the NFL. I don't care if it's the SEC. I don't care if it's Friday Night Tights. So he's got to start understanding. He's got to put the work in as a head coach in recruiting, because if he doesn't, it's going to be a moot point in about 2 years. But the lack of stability mixed with a very average season that fell off a cliff, it's a bad combination.
We are visiting with Jake Crane, host of the J-Boy Show, right here on our Pops Midtown Communication Lines, and we're fixing to take a time out here. But, Coach, it sounds like Jake is very passionate about this. Jake,
well,
I think we have got you cranked up on this, and we want to talk more about it, because I want to ask you, you know, first off, what are the fans feeling right now? Because there seems to be some confusion from a fan-based standpoint. And then from the coaching staff, you mentioned it just a moment ago. Did Coach Harsin really know what he was getting into when he got into the SEC, especially with being on the plains of Auburn when Alabama is just, what, 2 hours away? Do you really know what you got into there? And you talk about the biggest lion. You're right. He's not the biggest lion in the jungle right now. I can promise you that. Let's do this. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Jake Crane, host of the J-Boy Podcast Show, right here on the Prep Sports Report. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to get into.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on the BSR Radio Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland. We're broadcasting live today from Lake Forest Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama, getting set for the GCGA Tour. Two-man, two-day, two-course event called Birdies by the Bay. But, guys, we're going to go back to our phone lines, our Pops Midtown communication lines, and talk with Jake Crane, host of the J-Boy Show podcast. Jake, before we went into that break, I was asking you about Coach Harsin and did he know what he was getting into and maybe how the fan base is feeling right now. Take off on that.
You know, the SEC and you know, predominantly the SEC West is about as close as you're going to get to the NFL. So I don't know. I've never been married before, but you know, I think it's kind of like going into marriage. You don't know what it's going to be until you're in it. So I think until you experience it, you're really not ever going to be 100% ready. But I think he is finding out, you know, how different it is, how competitive every day is. And, you know, the level of depth that the SEC's been able to attain, it's not, you know, and I know Alabama and Georgia have you know, won the, you know, really Alabama won the most championships and stuff like that. But, I mean, there's not a day off. There's definitely not a Saturday off, but there's not a day off in recruiting. It's year-round. You guys know that. So, you know, do I think he can do it? I do. You know, I thought he brought some accountability back from, you know, back to Auburn. You know, Gus, I thought, did a good job, but I think it's a little too loosey-goosey. Again, just, you know, there's so much that goes into it outside of just being a good X's and O coach and being a disciplinarian. There's so many nuances that go into it. And at this high of a level, you know, it's a game of inches off the field just like it's a game of inches on the field. So until you're in it, I don't think you can ever really be ready for it. That's why I think you need at least 3 years to be able to see if he can handle it.
You know, Jake, and we're talking to Jake Crane of the J-Boy Podcast, and we want to get that information out to our listeners too. But, you know, you go from a different culture. You and I well know Gus's culture was kind of just easygoing, but, you know, we want to be tough. We want to do all the things that we need to do. We want to be strong. We want to work hard in the weight room. But there was that atmosphere of calmness, so to speak. Now you bring in a businessman, and this is he reminds me more of what Nick Saban has done at Alabama than anything close to the way Gus ran the program. That's not to say Gus didn't do a great job. You know, I'm a Gus fan, but at the same time, the culture has changed, and the thing that bothers me the most is all the coaches being leaving or being displaced or whatever you want to call it. Now, who wants to? You grew up in this kind of family. You grew up in a coaching family, and your daddy was as passionate about coaching linebackers as he was about raising his children. Yeah. And I mean, who wants to come to Auburn now and take a chance of moving their family across the country or across Lake Martin to coach at Auburn? I mean, who wants to come there, Jake?
No, look, that's another problem that's been created in this whole mess. I mean, and before all this stuff went public, you know, you had a lot of coaches. There's a lot of situations where, you know, it didn't work out. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. And what I mean by that is that you can't sit here and say, well, you know, Brian Harsin's a disciplinarian, going to do things his way. That's why he got rid of the guy. Well, you hired the guy. Like, that's like giving an arsonist credit for putting out a fire that you created. So when all this stuff got out now, you not only had a fire going, now it's a stage five. It's a five alarm fire. They're evacuating the building right now because you've now added a guy that has struggled to make the right hiring decisions. We've seen that. So it's internal. Then you have the external of, you know, is he going to be there after another year? If I'm an OC and if you know, you're going to get anybody worth their salt, the odds of you convincing them that to come to Auburn right now aren't very good. So, you know, you talk about being stuck between a rock and a hard place. You were already stuck in the rock. Now you're stuck in the even harder place. So I just think it did nothing but fan the flame.
Well, and, you know, the hard part for me, again, is Austin Davis comes in, stays 2 weeks, or however many days he stayed, and now we're without a guy who's going to run our offense, and it just baffles me completely. I want to pull for him so bad. I just want to be in his corner, but, boy, when you do things the way he's done things, it just seems like to me he's up against a wall, and I don't know if he can get out of that corner. I just don't know if he can.
Look, with you know, the monsters to your left and right, Coach, I it's going to be really tough. It's that the odds are not in his favor. You know, this is the Hunger Games, but I think he's, you know, created about half of it, and the other half was created by this situation. He put it all together, and I just don't a long-term answer or long-term success with what's going on. And I hate to say that, but, you know, I'm not one of those guys that's going to get on here and, you know, tell you it's all sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops. It's not.
Right. What about Allen Green? He's been quiet in all of this, and then they made that new employment, whatever you want to call it, a plan. But has Allen Green been told to keep your mouth shut?
Look, you know, I know they haven't renewed his contract. I don't know how much longer Allen Green to be honest with you. So I think it may be a look. I know I'm riding off into sunset. I might as well just grab me a lemonade and ride off into the sunset. So I think that's what you've seen. I was surprised that Harsin ended up staying. Either way, whether Auburn's going to get rid of him or him being like, man, you know, forget this. We'll go to court or whatever, or pay me my money. But I would not be shocked if Allen Green wasn't there in a couple months.
Jay, we got about a minute and a half. I want you to tell us about the podcast. Tell people where they can hear you, because let me tell you, this last one, the one you did yesterday, whenever you did it, about Auburn, about basketball and all of that, people need to be able to hear it. And the last thing I'm going to say about this situation is today, College Game Day is going to be at Auburn. If I'm Brian Harsin, I find a way to be there and do everything I can to support the guy who's sitting at the top of the porch right now, and not shy away from it.
No, I mean, look, you got to be advantageous, right? You know,
right.
You've got the momentum back in your corner, and nobody's better at corralling momentum and creating great narratives than Bruce Pearl. He's the best at it. I mean, you talk about taking a program from the outhouse to the penthouse. I mean, if you had told me game day would have came to Auburn for basketball, I would have put you in a straight jacket and sent John up the road to Woods. But, no, you can find we're transitioning from Colin Cowherd and the Volume. We got a big announcement coming, going to an even bigger platform. We're really excited about hopefully going to announce that and bring the live show back here in a couple weeks. But if you go to YouTube, it's the J-Boy Show on YouTube. You can see it, the Win the Water Cooler logo, also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all that stuff. But, Coach, as usual, man, I appreciate it.
Well, when the news breaks, you let us know, and we'll be all in. I can promise you that.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it, guys, and enjoy the basketball watching today.
Take care, Jake. We love you, pal. Take care.
There you go. Jay Crane. I'm telling you, he's good. He is very passionate about it. Hosted the Jay Boy Show. Big news coming up hopefully real soon, and we can pass that along. But, yeah, there's a mess over there. And whenever you are in the situation that Brian Harsin is in right now, man, you got to face it head on. Okay, you can't dance around and think it's put your head in the sand and think it's just going to go by. You got to hit that thing head on.
Well, I can tell you this: talented kids who want a challenge should consider Auburn. I mean that. Despite everything that's happened since National Signing Day, if you're a talented kid and you really want to make a difference in a big time program, I hope you'll consider Auburn. I mean that because that program has got to have a big shot in the arm to get over this thing that we've just been through in the last 10 days. And, am I discouraged? Yeah, I'm discouraged. I'm just discouraged. But I still believe that if Brian Harsin is allowed to do what he wants to do with that football program, that he can bring winning to Auburn on a consistent basis. Now, that may all be in the wind, but we'll see. We'll see.
Hey, Coach, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, do you want to know where Coach Mark Lassiter is? Well, he's going to tell us all about it when we come back. This is the Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland, and we're going to be talking with Coach Mark Lassiter here in just a moment. Man, there it is right there again, a little Boss Skaggs in the background. I get a little disoriented when I'm listening to that, dude. I'm going to be honest with you. But I got to get through this real quick. Hey, Premier Collision is your home for all your auto body and collision problems. Good quality parts, professional staff, and the best prices in town. Give our friend Chris Garris a call at 251-478-4500. They're located at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile, Alabama.
You know, you folks that have to do business all the time with the government, well, local attorney Braxton Counts is here to your rescue. Braxton is a lobbyist in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C., and he's joined forces with former Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan to assist you with governmental affair problems. Now, both of these gentlemen have great influence in both Montgomery and Washington, and many of you do. You rely on either the state or the federal government for your businesses. So Braxton Counts and Jimmy Duncan can put you in front of the right people to assist you. It's all about relationships. Every time I say that, Mark and I both think of Steve Savarese. But it is all about relationships, and both Braxton and Jimmy have those connections to assist you in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. Give Braxton a call at 251-476-9900. And who better to follow that than your guy?
My man. And by the way, Coach Mark Lassiter on our Pops Midtown communication lines. And Coach, I got to tell you, you've already got folks coming to your defense. I cannot pick on you any longer, my friend.
It's all good, brother. It don't bother me a bit. It means you love me, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know I do. Coach, we got so much to talk with you about, but I want to mention real quick, we're 10 days away from the first event of the 2022 high school golf season, starting February the 21st. Actually, that'd be 9 days, February 21st and 22nd. It is the David Miller Memorial. The participating schools are Auburn, Bayside, Enterprise, Fairhope, Gulf Shores, Hewitt Trustful, Hoover, Houston Academy, McGill Tulane, Mountain Brook, Northridge, Spain Park, Spanish Fort, St. Paul's, Vestavia Hills, and the host team, UMS Wright. And that's going to happen at Lakewood Golf Club in Point Clear. It should be a great tournament. And I know you and the Bayside golf team are really ready for that tournament coming up on the 21st and 22nd.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a great tournament every year. It's for a great cause, you know, remembering David Miller and what he meant to golf in our area and how much he just loved it. And it's just a great testament to him and what he believed in and how he believed it. And to have these teams coming, I mean, you got the best teams in all classifications in the state of Alabama coming to play at one event. It'll be as good as you'll see as far as golf around. Some of the best teams around will be playing at Lakewood. And can't thank the folks at Lakewood Golf Course enough for all they do for this tournament.
You know, Mark, you're on assignment today, and you're on my dollar. So
I know. Hey, by the way, your credit card was declined four times. I'm really upset about that. I'm kidding, brother.
That's good. That's why I gave you that one. It expired in 2018. You just didn't pick it up.
Oh my gosh!
You know, if I'm not mistaken, are you at the South Super Sectional Wrestling at Garrett Coliseum?
Yes, I am. I'm standing here watching it right now. Can you hear the crowd in the background?
It sounds like that you're eye to eye with a lot of people right now, Mark.
Well, I am. I like these 105 pounders. They're my height. Well, this is exciting, man. We got 1A through 7A here in this gym, going on six mats. There's fans all over the place, kids wrestling everywhere. And I'm going to tell you guys, wrestling is a sport that, when I first started coaching back in the 80s, it was really big from Montgomery North, and that was about it. And now there are people wrestling all over Baldwin and Mobile County, all throughout our rural areas. I'm watching kids wrestle from Real Town and Montgomery Catholic, Houston Academy, Bayside, the smaller schools. And then the upper schools, we've got Spanish Fort and Gulf Shores, and Mary Montgomery's wrestling here, Fairhope's here. So a lot of schools from our area, and I missed a couple, I know, but a lot of schools from our area wrestling, and it is so great. This is a sport that is up and coming, guys. I'm going to tell you, it is going to be a major deal in the next 5 to 10 years.
Visiting with Coach Mark Lassiter on our Pops Midtown Communication Lines. He is in Montgomery. Coach, let me ask you one question about wrestling because, you know, there's a, as you mentioned, down here in the southern part of Alabama, we haven't gotten as close to it as maybe we are going to be doing in the future. But my question would be, what is one rule as we sit and watch this? Is there one rule we really need to pay attention to that maybe we're not familiar with?
One of the things you, most people associate with wrestling is weight loss. Everybody gets all about weight loss and how much weight you can lose. They do a thing now in September or October where those kids' body fat is measured clinically and is sent in and is recorded. Those kids can only lose X amount of weight according to what that body fat their weight at the time and their body fat percentage is at that time, which, you know, when I wrestled, I'll be honest with you, my freshman year I wrestled in high school. And I went from 145-pound weight class in November, and I finished the season in February at the 103-pound weight class. And now, listen,
holy
I was a
cow.
Little fatty. Imagine that. I was a little fatty, and I needed to lose some weight. But in reality, that was too much weight to lose in a two-month period for, you know, a 14-year-old kid. So they have these things set now where they can only lose so much. And it's not as much about losing weight anymore as it is about getting your weight class and staying in it and staying close. And you have to kind of watch what you eat because you don't want to not make weight. You have to get to the weigh-in, but you get into a weight class where you don't struggle with it.
You know, Mark, I don't know if you've met him, but Jeff Seegers is an addition to the Alabama High School Athletic Association staff. Alvin Briggs brought him in when he was named the executive director. Jeff has a great background. He was a former administrator there at Vestavia Hills High School. I hope you get a chance to meet Jeff because that is a great connection for you as far as wrestling is concerned and the passion that you have for it.
Coach, I'm going to go a step further on Jeff Seegers. Jeff, I coached against Jeff when he was wrestling at Vestavia Hills High School, when he wrestled for legendary coach Steve Gadosh there. I was at Ben Russell while he was wrestling back in the 80s. And at that time, he was a class kid on the mat, state champion, tremendous young man. And he is just, and I saw him the other day at the Alabama Football Coaches Convention and just got the biggest hug from him, you know, and just,
good.
It was great to great to see him again.
That's good stuff. Well, now before Steve Gadosh was there, Big Jim was there, wasn't he?
Jim Jeffries was the coach there for a while, and I don't remember because I'll be honest with you, and I think I've told y'all the story. My very first interview coming out of college for a job was at Vestavia Hills. At the time, they were looking for a head wrestling coach at the high school, and they were thinking about moving their middle school coach, I think his name is George Pruitt, up to varsity unless they could hire Steve Gadosh. Now, I'm not sure if that's when Big Jim was stepping aside or not. That was in 82. And Buddy Anderson interviewed me for that job, and it turned out where Steve took the job, and the middle school coach at Vestavia Hills that time stayed there. And fortunate enough for me, it worked out that I got a job at Hewitt Trussell Junior High that next month. And that's where my career actually began. But that's kind of unique, kind of go through all those little connections there. But, yeah, Steve Gadosh, tremendous, tremendous coach. He and I developed a great friendship over the years.
And, you know, Coach, one of the things that we really need to push here is we need more wrestling officials too. And
yes.
I know that's something the guys there was a couple in Montgomery at one time that were just big wrestling enthusiasts and not only refereed high school college matches, these two brothers from Montgomery refereed college. They were in the SEC and calling wrestling matches. And I can't think of their name. You know, age catches up with us sometimes, but
yeah,
we need more wrestling.
You're right, Rick, because these, you know, I'm looking at guys now, and I talked to Dwight Busby, longtime wrestling coach and official in the state of Alabama, in fact, Hall of Famer wrestling official, and I talked to him last night. And I told him, I said, Dwight, I don't recognize any officials, but there's one guy I remember from when I was coaching here, but they got a great bunch of guys out here doing it. They're doing a great job. But we do need more guys who wrestled in high school, that love the sport, that want to help it. We need wrestling officials badly in the state of Alabama.
Well, there's no question about that. As we're visiting with Coach Mark Glassador of Pops Midtown Communication Lines. Coach, we're about a minute away from a timeout here. Certainly missed today, okay. And we've got the new credit card coming your way. That should be overnighted to you, so that you'll
just
be able to get you
get
your nice meal.
The numbers.
That's right. You're so bad.
Hey, you guys,
so
thank you for calling me and letting us get a little bit about wrestling on here. I miss you guys, and just remember, hey, you know, I woke up this morning, I'm headed over here, and I'm thinking, you know what, life is pretty stinking good, guys.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, look, safe travels. Enjoy your time, and we look forward to seeing you next week, Coach.
Thank you, pal. Take care, Rick.
Take right, care, buddy. We love you.
Love you, too.
Don't get much better than that guy right there.
Nah,
I'm going to tell you the truth.
He's special. He's special.
There is no doubt about it. There's
good
no doubt
guy.
About it.
You know, we got basketball today. We got, let's see, at 1 o'clock, we got Theodore going over to Baker. This is in boys. And then at 4 o'clock, just leave Baker and ride out to Faith Academy, because UMS Wright, Michael Knapp, will take his team over to Faith Academy, and they will play for the area championship there. So 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and there's any others, I'm just not aware of them, but those are the two games that are being played today in the Metro Mobile area. So,
and, Coach, we're getting set for our GCGA Tour first event here.
I'm pumped about that.
All right, two-man, two-day, two-course event. We call it Birdies by the Bay, and should be a ton of fun. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, it's the special segment. It's the faith segment.
It is.
Right here on PSR. Don't go anywhere.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. You know, like nearly every holiday, Valentine's Day is meant to help people celebrate something inherently good. You know, I can even remember as a small child, my little sister and I would hand out pink packs of candy to our classmates, and that kind of reinforced the value of each friendship in our young minds. That was so much fun. And we'd always get little cards and stuff, but we love those little pink packs of candy. While many friends and families and couples celebrate their relationships this Valentine's Day, others will have a different experience. You see, Valentine's Day has a funny way of reminding people of the relationship bliss that they don't have. Instead of enjoying a heart full of love, all too many people will be tending to a broken heart on February the 14th. I've had this thought for a long time, but the thought of my friend who would have been celebrating her first Valentine's Day as a married woman, instead, she will be sitting at home as a widow. And this painful reminder of the way her engagement fell apart at the last minute, and then she finally met someone that became the love of her life, and then to lose him was a terrible, terrible tragedy to her. And while that is a sad thing, the joy in that is that she had the faith to lean on her Heavenly Father to get her through that. I then think of a family member who is left wondering why the right guy hasn't come along after all these years. And I think of my neighbor right down the street who will face his first Valentine's Day after the death of his wife. So maybe you can relate to these stories of heartache. Of course, Valentine's Day is for most people a day of happiness and joy. But there are those that will be facing heartbreak in non-romantic relationships on this Valentine's Day. Maybe a wayward child who's lost a parent, a family member with an addiction, or really a lonely work environment where it's just not fun to go to work. And I am so blessed that every day is a joy to go to work around the people that I get to work with. But no matter what wounds of the heart you're carrying, you can seek comfort and healing in God's Word. Consider reading these five Bible verses that I picked out, and please know that these are just five that are very special to me, and asking God to reveal His eternal love to you in a fresh new way. You look at Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to those who are discouraged. He saves those who have lost all hope. Then we go to another Psalm, Psalm 147, the third verse. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Then you go over to Romans, and you see the 8th chapter of Romans, the 39th verse, and it says, neither the world above nor the world below, there is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. Then the fourth one is 1 John chapter 4, the 10th verse. And this is what love is. And this is important on Valentine's Day, because that is the International Day of Love. But this is what love is. It is not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the means by which our sins are forgiven. And then finally, in Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th through the 30th verse, come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. You know, and there's a lot of us that do the jobs that Mark and I do, and hundreds and thousands of other coaches along the coast and throughout the state of Alabama, that this verse gives you hope and peace. Take my yoke and put it on you, and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I will give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light. You know, that is Valentine's Day for us, is a time to share with those we love. Randy, I know that, like myself, you have a daughter that is the boy, the apple of your eye, the pinnacle of all pinnacles. And to be able to call them and just wish them a happy Valentine's, even though they're away from us, the joy that comes to our heart to be able to do that. But I want us to remember there's many that are broken at this time of year, and they don't have people to call them, and they don't have people to bring back those memories that they shared at one time with those that they love. So while we celebrate the joy of love with other people on this Valentine's Day, I hope there will be a time of quietness when you can sit back and say a prayer for those that are hurting, because they need us a lot more than anybody could ever imagine, because all they need is somebody just to pat them on the back and say, I feel your pain, and I'm here if you need me. That's what Valentine's Day is to me.
Coach, there's no question about that, and that was very, very good right there. You know, one of the things that I've started doing is, I think it really has meant something to some of these folks, people that, you know, and it happens to us every day. We think about somebody we've probably not seen or talked to in years,
yeah.
Okay? I have gotten in a habit, whenever you come to my mind, whenever that person comes to my mind, I stop, I just give them a real quick call, leave a message, say, hadn't talked to you in a long time, you came across my mind, just want to see how you're doing, hope everything is great. I've had folks that have called back and said, you know, you don't know how important that was.
That's awesome.
And
that's awesome.
If everybody got in the habit of doing that, because it's a crazy world in which we are in right now,
yeah.
And just little things. It almost goes back to what Coach Bryant, and we talked to our buddy Russ Wood all the time, and he said, Coach Bryant used to always say, you want to play for a championship, just do the little things in practice, yeah. And we'll play for a championship. Yeah. And I think you can apply that to this right here.
Absolutely, Randy. Another thing that Russ Wood would always tell us is Coach Bryant would say, you know, do we just want to get a little bit better each and every day? And when game day comes, ooh, you know what happens. Hey, I got to mention this. My buddy Tom Causey. Tom Causey is retiring from the state of Alabama. He's a head football coach at Pelham High School. Tom has been the head coach over and we've played him several times. He was over in Andalusia, did a great job in Andalusia. Went to Demopolis, did a great job there. He started his coaching, head coaching job at Dallas County over in around Selma. Just a great, great high school football coach and a really good guy. And he's moving. He's going east. He's going to Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Just like our buddy Josh Niblett's gone over to Gainesville, Georgia. And old Sean Calhoun went to Vestavia and said, hey, I'm going to go back home. I'm going back to Georgia. He's going back to Colquitt County to take the job there. And so our buddy Tom Causey is moving on from Alabama, retiring and taking his family and moving. We won't know yet where he's going. Doesn't want us to tell anybody where he's going yet because the board hadn't approved him yet. But that's just going to be a formality on Monday. Yeah. I can promise you that. And so next week we'll get Tom on here and we'll talk a little bit about that because he's a great guy and we're excited for him. And, you know, Randy, I don't know how much time we got. Yeah,
about 30 seconds.
Well, I will tell you how much it means to have you with us. I mean, it is a joy. We got somebody that knows what he's doing on here now.
Well, I don't know about that.
But I want to end this the same way we do it every Saturday. And again, thank you so very much.
Glad
but remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you. Have a great Valentine's Day, all you ladies and dads. Don't forget to take care of those daughters.